Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome into the Rockies Insider. I'm your Rockies Insider, Patrick Lyons, talking about the end of the minor league season for the Fresno Grizzlies, some injury notes, and the Arizona Fall League rosters announced. Let's get things kicked off with the big league squad. I'll also preview a little of the Marlins series, which starts up today, a three-game set, the final homestand for the Colorado Rockies. Always bittersweet to end a season. This one was a long season by the end of April. Just felt like a long year really early on. And so while it's ending, which endings can be good things, endings bring about the start of something new. So that is certainly a positive. But nevertheless, final home game this Sunday. It'll be bittersweet. Nice to have the schedule freed up a little bit. Seasons are quite long. They do require a lot of attention, both by me and you. And that final home game is sad because it just means it's going to be another 6 months until you're back at Coors Field, at the ballpark, watching Major League Baseball. Just nothing is better than that. Nothing in the world to me is. But let's get to these injuries. Chase Dolander, as I mentioned yesterday, that left patellar tendon strain that he suffered back on September 10th when he exited. Rather, he suffered it on the 8th, but the IL stint retroactive to September 10th, and it just looks like his season is done for. Zach Agnos and Seth Halverson, two guys that were injured about a week apart. Agnos on July 27th. Now, he had his third bullpen session scheduled for the weekend. It's trending in the direction, apparently, according to Zach Agnos, that he will return. And by no means do you want him to rush to get back here in these final 12 games, really 13 days. But if he can get back, that bodes well for him to have a normal, somewhat normal offseason, and that is absolutely a positive thing. We haven't heard quite as much from Seth Halverson. He was playing catch at about 60 feet. Schaefer and the team was hoping that he was going to return. He was injured August 3rd, his first outing after the trade deadline when the Rockies decided not to trade him or Vodnik and a few other of the young relievers. So not sure if we are going to see Seth Halverson. I said at the time I didn't think that was going to happen. I'll stick with that prediction. And I do hope that this additional rest will allow him to do somewhat of a normal offseason work, or at least have enough rest where he can report to spring training in good shape and not need Tommy John surgery. It's not always required, although many times it is something that is kicked down the road. And again, sometimes you don't need that, TJ. Other times you wait, you rest in the off season, you come back to spring training, and then you end up injuring it early on and need that Tommy John. And you go, shoot, kind of wish I would have just had that surgery 6 months ago. For every guy that happens to, you know, there's certainly less than one. I don't think it's a one-to-one ratio, but still, that might not be needed. It really might not be needed. We'll see. At the start of the last series, that San Diego series, Luis Peralta went on the IL with that left hip inflammation. So we'll wait and see if he ends up returning. Ryan Rolison taking his spot on the roster, and then warming Bernabeu with the concussion. It's a 7-day IL. That 7 days are getting close to ending. We'll see if he does come back from that. And no news on Chris Bryant. I was just thinking this morning, wow, I don't think I've seen Chris Bryant in the clubhouse since maybe May. Doesn't mean he's not around. We see him in the dugout. You do see him in the dugout. He was there. I can remember when Hunter Goodman, it was announced, hey, he's going to be the Rockies all-star representative. And Bryant was in the background as Goodman kind of tipped his cap, so to speak. We'll see if we get any changing news. Really think this is probably the last that we see Chris Bryant, or this season was the last that we saw Chris Bryant play in a game. I think that's probably going to be it. What the end of this relationship looks like, I have no idea. I really have no idea. As I mentioned, the Fresno Grizzlies were taken down twice to be eliminated from the Northwest League postseason. It was best 2 out of 3. In the first game, I mentioned it a few days ago, Brody Brecht outstanding at home in game one in a 2-0 loss. Grizzlies only mustered 3 hits, a Roldy Brito triple, Roynor Hernandez double, and a Tanner Thatch single. In game two, different story, but it was close. Grizzlies ended up scoring 2 in the first, immediately giving their pitcher Marcos Herrera some support. Unfortunately, the 20-year-old starter could not make it out of the first inning. Grizz gave up 5 runs over the first and second innings. 24-year-old Zach Morris did a good job giving Fresno a little bit of length there. The offense scored 2 in the 6th, 2 in the 9th, but ultimately fell short 7-6. Tanner Thatch went 2 for 4 with an RBI and a double in that game 2 loss. 2 hits each for Roldy Brito and Kelvin Hidalgo. And then Ethan Holiday with his first postseason base hit scored himself a run. Arizona Fall League rosters were announced. And we also had the Instructional League rosters announced. Now, the Instructional League is something, there's so many things that go on behind the scenes in minor league baseball that we're beginning to learn more and more about because they're maniacs like you. If you're listening to this, you're a maniac. For this season that the Rockies have going on, you're still in on this. I do appreciate you. But baseball fans are hungry for baseball and hungry for everything. And so, you know, the instructs, as they typically call it, have always gone on. And it's only going to be a several week season. It's not very long. And, you know, a lot of it is just about these guys getting together, playing together, getting to know each other. Everyone's pretty much aged 18 up to 22. In fact, if you tune into tomorrow's podcast, you will hear my one-on-one conversation with Griffin Herring, who is down there. He had a long day waking up in Mississippi and flying into Phoenix, getting himself settled at his place. And he's going to be there for a couple weeks. Really fun conversation with Griffin. Good getting to know him, hearing about what has been successful for him. The biggest takeaway that I have, or the thing that shocked me most that I will not forget, is that this young man was a commit at a scholarship, was committed to LSU, a SEC baseball powerhouse, before he even threw his first pitch in high school. That almost made my eyeballs pop out. So a lot of really good players, many of them recently drafted. I mean, you do have a righty reliever in Angel Jimenez, who was an international free agent signing out of Venezuela back in 2019, and yet dude is only 22 years old. Tons of teenagers, Ashley Andujar, Roldy Brito, who I was just talking about, being a key contributor to Fresno's run to the postseason. All of that getting started down at Salt River Fields. And you even have 4 guys who are out of action. I believe all of them had Tommy John surgery. Austin Emner, Eugenio Herrera, who came over in that Jalen Beeks trade with Milwaukee last trade deadline, 2024, Brian Perez and Jordy Vargas, all of those guys there, but not really going to be in action. But very soon in action, October 6th is the start of the Arizona Fall League. It is a finishing school for prospects. For many of them, it can be their last taste of the minor leagues before making their debut. Doesn't mean all of them are, their next step is to be on the big league roster. But for a lot of them, they are going to be making their debut next year. I wouldn't say a majority, but many of them will be making their big league debut. Nolan Arenado, for example, in 2012 was league MVP. He ended up debuting in 2013. So this can be very common for many of these players. Some of them, it's their last look for the organization to decide, do we want to put him on the 40-man roster? And you only need to make that decision if this is a player that could potentially be taken in the Rule 5 draft. Charlie Condon, he still has, I think, 2 more years even before he needs to be placed on the 40-man roster. So he'll make his debut even before we have to ask that question. But other players like lefty Wellington Herrera, the Rockies' number 20 prospect in the organization, according to MLB Pipeline, he is one that I do think is going to be placed on the 40-man roster, but perhaps there's a few things that they want him to work on first. Those 8 players, Wellington Herrera, Charlie Condon, R2. You also have right-handed pitcher Cade Denton, Jack Mahoney, Austin Smith, who came over in the Tyler Kinley deal, and the Rockies' number 30 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, righty Ben Shields. He was in the second trade to the Yankees for Jake Bird. And then 2 more players on the offensive side, outfielder Jared Thomas, who is currently ranked in the Rockies' top 30 as the number 8 prospect. And then you have infielder, outfielder, sort of view him as the next super utility guy that can make an impact for this team, Braylon Wimmer. There is also Flint Wallace, the Rockies' coordinator of pitching strategies. He's going to be the pitching coach for the Salt River Raptors. So if you happen to go down there and you want to take in a game, October 6th is the start of the season. They play about a 5-week season. You can go and go to these games. They're affordable. I think you can even get like season tickets to every game, like literally every ballpark, all 6 of the facilities that they use. You can go to every single game that's possible for like $100. And you're going to see prospects from, you know, all 30 teams, because it's not just the teams that typically train on the West Coast and in Arizona, it's all of them. So the Salt River Raptors, in fact, have Angels prospects, Pirates prospects, and Red Sox prospects, in addition to Rockies and, of course, Diamondbacks prospects, who also share Salt River fields. So you can go have a really good time. There's this year, what's really special about the Arizona Fall League is Saturday, October 11th, the Arizona Fall League is going to play a game in Tucson, an hour south down the road at Keno Sports Complex. I've actually called a game there back when I was with the Boulder Collegians in 2018. Keno Sports Complex used to be a facility that the Diamondbacks would train out of, and they would drive an hour north to play their spring training games. Keno Sports Complex is also where Randy Johnson killed that bird. So there's that. So there's going to be the Tucson tripleheader on Saturday, October 11th. You can catch 3 games there. 1 week after that, at the Goodyear Ballpark, home of the Reds and Guardians, Saturday, October 18th. They're going to be a tripleheader there. Sunday, November 9th, the AFL Fall Stars game and Home Run Derby. The Derby is on November 8th. The Fall Stars game is on Sunday, November 9th. There in Mesa at Sloan Park. So that's a great game to go to and check out and watch some future superstars, some future all-stars, some future big leaguers. No doubt about it. The success rate for players who participate in this is incredibly high in this league. So November 14th is when the championship game will end up taking place. The semifinal is the 14th, but the championship game will be on the 15th, and it will be at Salt River Fields at Talking Stick. Rockies prospects might not be there, but the AFL championship game will be, and that game will be broadcast live on MLB Network. So if you need some baseball in November, you'll still have some, and it'll be right there at the Rockies home facility. It's a really cool league, and you know the players that the Rockies have out for them this year, it's an interesting group. I have to say that it's probably on par with a lot of other years. It, in some ways, I would say it's below par, because you certainly have some heavy hitters, pun intended, with Charlie Condon and Jared Thomas, two guys that in years past, the Rockies would not have had these guys play in the Arizona Fall League, because they've just come off their first full season in the majors, and they really want to use this as an opportunity to get a look at other players that they do need to make a decision on. They don't need to make a decision on Condon and Thomas this winter. But if you want to see them and have them play against some high-level competition to stretch out their year just a little bit, and you know, Condon started late, Thomas had himself an injury, so the season really isn't quite as long as it would have been had they been healthy. So perhaps this is a perfect situation, and by no means am I second-guessing the Rockies, but you typically don't see players of this caliber participating. But it does let you know that since the AFL is the finishing school for top prospects, Condon and Thomas could both be in Denver by the end of next summer. No doubt about it. Jack Mahoney trying to get himself right after a disappointing 2025. He was one of those starting pitching prospects I think a lot of people had been overlooking. He's no longer considered a top 30 prospect according to MLB Pipeline, but he is certainly a player that still has some upside. We'll see what happens with him this fall and next year at Albuquerque. Should he start the year there? Maybe he repeats Double A. We'll find out about that, but I know Thomas Harding will have tons of content coming down from Arizona. I will not be going out there for that. I don't think I've gone out in a couple years now. It is a fun time, and you do get some great one-on-one access fans. I mean, you're right up against the railing. You're going to get a ton of autographs from some big-time players. You might even pull in the parking lot at the same time as players, because a lot of them, they've got places near the ballparks and they just drive in. You know, it's just a different setup altogether, but it's pretty cool. Pretty cool nonetheless that you've got four of the Rockies' top 30 prospects and still a couple other really good ones. I think Braylon Wimmer is a bit of a sleeper. I think Jack Mahoney can replenish some of his value. So if you do go out, fantastic. You're going to have yourself a really, really good time. Let's get into this series against the Miami Marlins. Rockies undefeated. Is this the only team the Rockies are undefeated against? Technically, there's two other teams that they are also undefeated against. Pause if you really want to think about it. And this isn't a joke. They have not been defeated by the Los Angeles Angels, who they will play in three games to wrap up their homestand on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They also haven't lost at all this season to the Seattle Mariners, who they will play this time next week to wrap up their final week of the 2025 campaign. But Rockies 3-0. This was the start when the Rockies defeated the Marlins three straight. This was the start of this team really coming together and doing something. It seemed like it was almost an impossibility with how bad of a start they had made. Just not good. Historically bad. And it took a while for Warren Schaefer to, you know, some of his plaudits to really, you know, sink their hooks in and have the guys believing. And you know what? I think Schaefer has said this before, and I think there's some truth in the fact that a lot of these guys were playing with each other for the very first time. And so it took that deep into the season to figure out a couple things and to get comfortable and to really start picking up on one another and fighting and battling and never quitting. And it really started with that three-game sweep. In fact, that was the first series win of the season. Had to wait until the third month of the season, but they finally were able to get that done in Miami. And in fact, Miami was where they started playing Binho. Binho is a soccer game, essentially. I've described it as almost like knock hockey, which is a really old game. It was probably old when I had it as a kid, but it's basically soccer, but you're flicking it with your finger. That's it. You know, foosball, but with a finger, one soccer ball, and that's it. And you're just going, wire to wire, goal to goal with one flick going back and forth. This was something that they had actually seen in Los Angeles at Dodger Stadium. And then when they went to Miami, they're playing Bino. The camaraderie really started to build in a big way. They won those three games, and all of a sudden, Victor Vodnik and Jimmy Herget decided, hey, we need this for our clubhouse. And Victor Vodnik was the one who got it done, reached out to the creators of Bino and said, we want a Rockies one. And sure enough, Bino made one specifically for the Rockies, and that camaraderie, that team building continued from there. Sure, we've not seen them play quite as well as of recent, but still, Miami was where that got started. And the Marlins, no joke right now, they nearly swept the Tigers before losing on Sunday. The Miami Marlins are in third place in the NL East. I'll say that again. The Miami Marlins, in a very tough National League East, are in third place, and no one had that. Why would you have that? The Nationals are not going to catch them at all, as they're in the cellar of the East. Atlanta maybe, but I doubt it. The Marlins have the fourth easiest schedule in the National League over the final 2 weeks. Playing Colorado certainly helps that out a good amount. But even still, Marlins, they were playing really well, and they've kind of come back down to earth. But overall, this is a different team, certainly in some of the personnel. But they've got two of their...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Better starting pitchers who've just come back from Tommy John surgery starting in this series. They haven't been great, but at the end of their first full season back, you know, these are two pitchers that come next year, they're going to be even better. And it really could help the Marlins get themselves to becoming a more relevant team. I think I even discussed this at the end of last year when Peter Bendix took over, when Marlins ownership said, Kimang, you've done a good job. I think they could have treated her a lot better. But they went to Tampa and said, we want to take one of your best. And because of the state of the Rockies at that time, which is very similar to what it is now, very similar to what it was in 2022 and 2021, I said, I think the Marlins will probably get themselves back to the postseason before the Rockies, because the Marlins have a plan in place. They've got a man in charge, a person in charge that understands what it means to build a successful franchise and to do it on the cheap and to think outside the box and to use analytics. And as far away as the Marlins have seemed and still seem to be now, I think the Marlins will be able to figure it out before the Rockies, because we've had 3 consecutive years of 100-plus losses, and it's not entirely clear what the Rockies have figured out because of this. What have they learned? We don't know. They might bring in a new general manager. They might bring in a new front office, and maybe that's what Dick Monfort has learned, that perhaps employing the people that he is most loyal to, or that have been most loyal to him, his friends and his cohorts, that might not breed a successful environment. That might not breed a winning environment. It might breed an environment of comfort. Certainly has bred an environment of complacency. But I don't know that the Rockies have really learned anything. And the Marlins, going in a different direction, I think they will figure things out before the Marlins, just because of who is in charge. That's everything. Who are the players you're going to have in your 40-man roster? What's your depth in AA, AAA? What prospects do you have coming up? What trade capital do you have in terms of those prospects? Those are all incredible factors. But if the people that are pulling the strings and the ownership that is not making the investment in all those things that create a successful franchise, if that's not locked in and that's not having success and you're not changing anything, it's hard to have faith in that. Tuesday, 6:40. Wednesday is also at 6:40, but Tuesday is going to be Kyle Freeland against Yuri Perez. Young, exciting starting pitcher that got some Rookie of the Year award votes back in 2023 before needing Tommy John surgery. And then Sandy Alcantara, Cy Young Award winner that year. He is now back. He's not pitching very well, but we've seen some flashes. He's going against McCade Brown, who's 0-4 with a 9.88 ERA. And then finally, Tanner Gordon against Ryan Weathers. Tanner Gordon on the bump, always good right now. So with Freeland starting game one, Tanner Gordon starting game three, you know, Freeland can get a win in that first game tonight on Tuesday. You know, I think that gives the Rockies a decent chance to come away with a series victory and a season victory against the Marlins. In fact, all they need to do is win one game and they can say, hey, we won 4 out of 6 against the Marlins. And all it's going to take is one more win to avoid even tying the record for 121 losses with the White Sox last year. One more win will do that. If they lose the final 12 of the season, which is not totally an impossibility, I think it's unlikely, but it's not an impossibility, then they will tie the White Sox from last year with a 41-121 record. At Patrick D. Lyons, at Patrick D. Lyons MLB, the Rockies Insider on YouTube, Blue Sky X, you name it. Throw me a follow, throw me a subscription, leave a review. I appreciate all the momentum you've provided me just by listening today, just by listening. But unfortunately, that kind of momentum, well, it's only as good as my next show. So of course, I'll talk to you tomorrow.